If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Numbers.
假如你有带圣经的话，我们看到民数记。
Chapter 13, verse 19 and 20.
十三章十九二十节。
And whatever, whether the land they live is in good or bad, and whether the cities they dwell are in camps or stronghold, and what the land is, whether it is fat or lean, whether there is timber or not.
所住之地是好是歹，所住之处是营盘是坚城，要看那土地是肥美是极薄，其中有树木没有，你们要放开胆量。
I want to apologize for my voice.
今天你大听一下，我的声音不是很好。
So continue pray for me.
所以请你继续为我的声音祷告。
Now in Numbers chapter 13 verse 19.
我们看民数记十三章十九节呢。
Notice the phrase, the land is good or bad.
你看看这里是怎么写的，他说这地是好或是坏呢？
In verse 20, the land is fat or lean.
那么第二十节又讲到这土地是肥美或是贫瘠呢？
How did God describe the land, either good or bad, fat or lean?
神怎么样形容一块地？他会说这个地是好或是坏，是肥沃的或是贫瘠的？
He used the term fat.
他用这个肥美肥沃这个字。
Fat literally means the fertility of the land.
这个肥肥壮或是肥沃的意思，就是这个地是不是有生产力的意思。
Okay, no, the year 2004 is going to be a good year.
你要注意，2004年是一个好年。
Because verse 19 say good or bad, this year is going to be a good year.
第十九节说是好或是坏呢？今年是好年。
Secondly,
第二年
night year 2004 is going to be a fat year.
2004年是个肥美的一年。
Year 2004 is going to be a year of fatness.
2004年是一个肥美肥沃的一年。
我要跟大家说一声恭喜发财，过一个大肥年。跟他们说过一个大。This year is going to be called the year of fatness.
今年叫做一个肥美的一年。
So when you greet one another, say, 恭喜发财。
来，我们大家彼此要说恭喜发财，过一个大肥年。
Amen. Hallelujah. This.Is God's prophetic word for 2004. When I see newspaper telling me bad reports, I say they are outdated. Because this is going to be a good year in the worldwide economy performance. But I will tell you something else.
还有呢？
There are the enemy forces that try to destroy the prosperity of the world economy.
但是呢，仇敌正式的要毁坏我们这个世界经济上扬的状况。
There are some bad heads in humanity try to bring explosive matters into this world.
那么有一些在我们人类社会当中，有一些的人呢，他希望带来一些爆炸事件，在我们当中制造不安。
The devil wants to steal God's prosperity from his people.
魔鬼是想要从神的百姓生命当中偷走神给他百姓的这个繁荣昌盛。
If you want this year to be a year of fatness, you must stop the devil.
假如你要今年真的成为你这肥美肥沃的一年，你就要停止魔鬼在你生命当中一切的工作。
You are going to bind the forces of the enemy.
你要捆绑仇敌一切的能力。
The devil knows God's plan.
魔鬼知道神的计划。
This is going to be a year of fatness.
所以我说今年是个美好的一年。
But the enemy also is going to work overtime to stop it.
但是呢，魔鬼也会超时工作，尽量来停止你接受这个肥美。
So how will the devil stop it?
那么魔鬼会怎么做呢？
The devil is going to stop the world economy prosperity by natural disaster.
这个魔鬼会利用自然的灾害来停止全世界的经济上扬。
I'm going to tell you a few sermon later about Taiwan.
那么几个我们接下来几堂课我们会讲到台湾的状况。
Now in First Chronicles chapter 4 verse 34.
历代志下四章二十四节。
Josiah the son of Amaziah.
耶西亚。
First Chronicles chapter 4 verse 34.
历代志上第四章二十四节，
三十四节，
三十四节。亚玛谢的儿子约沙。
Now, if you look with me carefully about these two characters, and then goes into verse 40.
我们来看看这两个人物，然后我们一直看到第四十节。
Talk about Josiah and Amaziah.
讲到约沙与亚玛谢。
Then in verse 40.
第四十节。
They found fatpastures and good, and the land was white and quiet and peaceable.
他们寻得肥美的草场，地又宽阔又平静。
They found a fat land.
他们找到一个肥沃的土地。
You want to know how to get the fat land?
你要知道如何找到这个肥沃的土地吗？
By understanding these two characters.
所以你要了解这两个人物。
Josiah and Amaziah.
约沙跟亚玛谢。
Josiah in the Hebrew means the gift of Yahweh, implying the grace of God.
约沙的意思，他的名字原文是耶和华的礼物，意思是指神的恩典。
Now I'm going to speak slowly so that my voice has some volume.
我要慢慢的说，这样我才有声音。
Amaziah means Yahweh is mighty.
亚玛谢的意思是耶和华是大能的。
So you combine Josiah and Amaziah together, both of them found the fat land.
所以你把亚玛谢跟约沙加在一起，这两个人他们都找到肥美的草地。
Simply through the grace and the greatness of the might of God, they found the fat land.
意思就是说，借着神伟大的恩典与大能，你就可以找到肥沃的土地。
This year.It's not going to be my might, not by power, but by the grace and the dunamis power of God that you're going to find your fat land.
我说不是借着胜利，不是借着才能，而是借着神的恩典跟他的大能，你能够找到这肥沃的土地。
Do you know where is this fat land?
那么这个肥沃土地在哪呢？
It's in verse 39.
就是在第三十九节。
39 say the land called Gedor.
这里说的这个东边的平原就是基多。
The door in Hebrew means a wall.
基多的意思就是墙。
It is 3 miles north of Hebron.
它是在希伯伦南方的山里。
It is a town in the hill country of Judah, allocated to the tribe of Judah.
这是在犹大所属的一块山地里面，是属犹大支派管辖。
In Joshua 15 verse 58.
约书亚第十五章五十八节这样记载的。
Ladies and gentlemen,
各位先生女士
，The fat land is found in the land of Judah.
你要注意，这个肥美的地是在犹大支派里面找到的。
Now I'm going to reveal a secret to you.
现在跟你讲个秘密。
Year 2004.
两千零四年。
God is going to raise up praise.Warriors.
神要兴起赞美的勇士。
Do you hear what I say?
有没有听到我所说的？
The fat land is found in the land of Judah.
肥沃的土地是在犹大支派找到的。
So this year you must praise God even more.
所以今年你要更多的赞美神。
You say, are you sure?
你说你确定吗？
Well, let's take a look at Psalm 63, verse 3 to 5.
我们来看到诗篇六十三篇三到五节。
Psalm 63.
诗篇六十三篇。
Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I lift up my hands in your name.My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips.
因你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。我还活的时候要这样称颂你。我要奉你的名举手。我在床上纪念你，在夜间的时候思想你。我的心就像饱足了的骨髓肥油，我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你。
When you begin to praise God,
当你开始赞美神
，Your soul is filled with fatness and marrow。
你的灵魂里面就充满了骨髓肥油。
It's time to learn how to praise the Lord mightily。
我们现在应该要学习如何大能的赞美神。
Hey, praise the Lord mightily。
是大能的赞美他。
Who is the rightful owner of this fat land?
那么谁能够合法的拥有这个肥沃的土地呢？
It was Amaziah.
就是亚玛谢。
Amaziah belongs to the tribe of the Levitical family.
亚玛谢是利未支派的人。
When you become a priest, lifting up praises unto your Maker, God is going to bring you to your fat land.
假如你是一个祭司的话，你就要把你的赞美举向你的创造主，神就会把你带到肥美之地。
Amen.
Amen.
Don't open your mouth and see the negative situation and repeat it.
不要打开你的嘴巴，就是重复那些你看到的负面的状况跟情形。
The reporter in the news, in the television set, say, "This year not so good." And you say, "Yeah, this year not so good."
假如在新闻里面那个人说，哎，今年的状况不好，你就重复他说是啊，不好。
No, what you should do is jump up to your feet, dance all around, and begin to praise God that it's going to be a year of fatness.
你不可以这样做，你要站起来，跳跃，赞美神，赞美神，今年是个肥沃的一年。
I wish I can get that lady who wear the white blouse to come down and show you how we praise the Lord.
我希望我可以找到那个楼上穿白衬衫的女士来跟我们示范她是如何赞美主的。
She was really praising the Lord.
她在后面赞美主，赞美的好快乐。
Amen.
Amen.
Some of you pray too hard.
有的人我们祷告太努力了。
It's time to praise the Lord even harder.
现在要更努力的来赞美神。
Because God is about to do a new thing on planet Earth.
因为神要在地上做新事。
Amen.
Amen.
Now.If this year is the year of fatness, then what is fat?
那么如果今年是肥美的一年，这个肥美到底是什么样的东西肥美呢？
It comes from the Hebrew word dashen.
希伯来文原文就是 dashen.
Dashen means rich, abundance, good prosperity, bountiful blessedness.
意思就是富有、丰富、美好、繁荣。
Why do you want to talk about fatness?
为什么要讲到这个肥胖呢？
Which is implying bountiful goodness and blessedness.
因为我们看到肥胖的意思呢，就是代表着富有、丰富、美好、繁荣，还有很多的意思。
I want you to turn your Bible to Genesis chapter 27.
我们来看到创世纪二十七章。
Genesis chapter 27 verse 28.
二十八节。
Therefore may God give youOf the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine.
愿神赐你天上的甘露，地上的肥土，并许多五谷新酒。
Well, here it talks about the blessing of Isaac.
这里讲到以撒的祝福。
The blessing of Isaac upon his children is that may God give you the dew of heaven.And of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine.
这里就是以撒给他孩子的祝福，愿他是在一个丰富的，愿神赐给他天上的甘露跟地上的肥土，并有许多五谷新酒。
Notice the word fatness of the earth.
讲到地上的肥土。
This flat blessing belongs to the seed of Abraham.
所以这个肥美的祝福是属于亚伯拉罕的子孙的。
Are you a seed of Abraham?
你是不是亚伯拉罕的子孙呢？
Galatians chapter 3 say we are the seed of Abraham through Christ.
加太书三章告诉我们，借着耶稣基督，我们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So how do the seed of Abraham receive this fat blessing?
那么亚伯拉罕的子孙到底如何能够接受到这个肥美的祝福呢？
It's found in verse 27.
我们来看二十七节的先决条件。
Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed.
他父亲闻了他身上衣服的香气，就给他祝福说：“我儿子香气如同耶和华赐福之田地的香气一样。”
Now notice he say, the Lord is going to bless you.
他说啊，主要祝福你。
When you seek the Lord, And when God bless you, you enter into the fatness of the land.
当神闻到身上的香气，你被神祝福了，你就会得到这肥沃的土地。
So if you want God to bless you in an abundant way, you must ask God to bless you.
假如你要神祝福你一块美好的土地，肥沃土地，你要神先祝福你自己。
When God bless you,
当神祝福你，
you enter into the fatness of the land.
那么你就进入肥沃的土地。
It's just like this.
就像这样。
I give you an example.
给你个例子。
Imagine this hand is the hand of God.
想想看，也许这只手就好像神的手。
Now this hand is coming upon this wonderful brother.
这只手已经降临到这个美好的弟兄身上。
So the Lord is coming to bless him.
主要来祝福他。
So what do you think his response is?
你觉得他的反应应该是什么呢？
看没看？
Very good.
很好啊。
I'll try it again.
再试一次。
She's a very intelligent woman.
这是一个聪明的女人。
Now the hand of God coming to bless her life.
那么神的手站起来祝福她的生命了。
What is the response?
那你有什么反应呢？
Hold on to it.
Hold on to it.
抓住它。
I must find another person that will give me the right response.
我再找一个可以给我对的反应的人。
I just mentioned this thing that I can lead to you.
想一想，刚刚那个27节、28节。
Verse 27, when the Lord bless you, verse 28, you enter into the blessing of fatness.
27节的时候，神祝福你，然后你可以进入这个肥美的土地。
Amen. Maybe I'll try it again.
再试试看。
When the hand of the Lord comes upon your life and bless you,
当神的手站在你的生命上祝福你。
What will be the result?
Oh, 我会有结果，
我会非常高兴，然后就告诉每一个人。
Well, I'll tell you what happened.
好，我告诉你算了。
When the hand of the Lord comes upon my life,
当神的手降临在我的身上。
Hey, fat blessing.
这是一个很肥美的祝福了。
You know, fat blessing.
这是一年肥美的祝福。
So, I want you to put your hand on your head.
自己把手放在头上。
As if the Lord is going to bless you mightily this year.
好像神今年要大大的祝福你。
So how do you stop?
你怎么样做出来的呀？
Not this way.
不是这样的啦。
哇，肥年啊，肥啊，肥年啊。One more time.
再一次。
When the Lord is going to bless you right now.
现在我现在祝福你了。
What is the response?
不要回答我。
Amen. Hallelujah. 当主祝福你的时候，主啊，我要过一个大肥年。
Amen.
Amen. 什么事？怎么样肥法呢？How blessed is the fat land?
那么这个肥沃土地到底怎么样可以祝福你呢？
You want to know how fat?
你知道怎么样的肥沃呢？
Look at verse 39.
我们来看第39节。
Behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above.
他说地上的肥土必为你所住，天上的甘露必为你所得。
Notice.It was a blessing over Esau's life.
这是以撒给以扫的祝福。
Esau and Isaac seems to have the same fat blessing.
以扫跟以撒好像都得到这种肥沃的祝福。
Isaac today is called Israel.
以撒今天就叫以色列。
And Esau is known now as the Middle East.Arab nations.
以扫今天的代表，他的后裔就是所谓的中东阿拉伯民族。
Are the Arab nation fat nation?
你想想看，阿拉伯民族是不是很肥美啊？是不是很富有啊？
What do they have? They have black gold.
他们有黑金。
It's called petroleum oil.
就叫做石油。
That's why they are very rich. When God bless you, like the Arab nations prosper so much. I can prophesy to you. In the coming days, Israel shall find many oil fields. I will tell you that. I don't tell you the secret how. Maybe one of the days when I talk about the blessing of the Lord, I'll tell you how Israel is going to have the most biggest oil field in the whole world. Because Israel also have the same blessing like Esau, the fatness of the earth.
And
one day when Israel find oil, Russia will come down.
有一天呢, 以色列找到石油的时候,
now, so fatness has to do with good blessing and prosperity.
所以我们讲到这个肥美跟丰富跟祝福丰盛有关。
Now this morning I say, favor is not automatic, but appropriated.
今天早上记得吗? 我们说恩惠不是自动就来到了,
the fatness of the land has to be appropriated by faith and wisdom.
这个肥,你要得到肥美土地的祝福,也要借着信心跟智慧来得到。
You know, God promised the nation of Israel a piece of property. That property is called the Canaan land. It is in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 25. Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 25. And they took strong cities and a fat land and possessed houses full of all goods, well dug vineyard and olive yards and fruit trees in abundance, so they did eat and were filled and became fat and delighted themselves in thy great goodness. Fatness is related to fruitfulness. And Nehemiah gave us an account in the past that the people of God entered into the promised land known as a fat land. When God blesses people, He doesn't bless His people leanly, He blesses people fatly. This year is going to be a good year. A fat year. Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm going to talk to you now about the seven factors to abide in the year of fatness.
所以我们在这肥美的一年要找，我们现在要讲七个要素要遵守的。
And we use seven alphabet M.
我们用七个M的字开头。
Number one.
第一点。
If you want to be in the land of fatness this year, firstly, you must be a member of a local church.
假如你今年要进入这肥美的祝福，你必须要是当地教会的一个会友。
You must be part of a local church. You say why?
你说为什么呢?
Psalms 92 verse 13 and 14. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing.
他们栽于耶和华的殿中，发旺在我们神的院里。他们年老的时候，仍要结果子，要满了枝浆而发青。
The scripture say they will be fat and flourishing.
这里经文说满了枝浆而发青，英文意思就是充满了肥汁而茂盛。
Where did they get the fatness?
从哪里得来这个肥汁呢？
They were planted in the house of the Lord.
因为他们被栽于耶和华的殿中。
You must belong to a local church.
所以你必须要属于一个当地社区的教会。
If you are not having a Sunday time in the morning with the local church, you will not enter into the goodness of the Lord.
假如你是那种礼拜天都不去做礼拜的基督徒，你就没有这个机会进入神的肥美祝福。
Second factor.
第二个要素。
Meditation of a good report.
默想好的信息。
Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 30.
箴言书十五章三十节。
The light of the eyes rejoice the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat.
眼有光使筋喜乐，好信息使骨滋润。
A good report makes the bones fat.
好信息可以使骨滋润肥美。
So what is a good report?
什么叫做好信息？
I'll read to you from the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 8.
我们来看腓立比书四章八节。
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthyMeditate on these things.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，或是有好信息的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，你们都要思念。
The word of God always gives us good report.
神的话总是带给我们好消息。
The word gospel means good news.
福音的意思就是好消息。
But what is an evil report?
那么什么是叫恶消息呢？
Numbers chapter 13 verse 32.
民数记十三章三十二节。
Chapter 14 verse 37.
第十四章三十七节。
When the 12 spies enter into the land and they gave a negative report.
当这十二个探子进入迦南地的时候，他们就回来传了一个恶信息。
Example.
举例。
Today, I tell you, it's going to be a fat year.
我说啊，今年会是一个肥美之年。
And then when you go back to your room,
然后你回到你的房间。
Your neighbor say,
你的邻居说，
假的啦，
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 不是真的。
It's not going to be a good year 啦，
不是有那么好啦。
If you hear the evil report,
然后你听到这个恶信息，
then this year,
那今年呢？
You'll be very thin.
你就会很瘦。
No more fatness.
就没有那个肥美了。
So if you go back to your room,
所以假如你回到你的房间，
if someone tells you, I don't believe it,
假如你人家告诉你恶心情，你就不要相信。
You know what you do?
你怎么办呢？
Go and get a plaster.
你就找一个巫师。
No, plaster.
啊，找什么 plaster?
Plaster.
就是一个胶布或者胶带。
And then zip up his mouth.
他的嘴给封起来。
And say.
跟他不要说话，
安静安静，我要默想好的消息，你安静下来。 Amen. Don't let the devil steal the prophetic word from your life.
别让魔鬼在从你的生命当中把先知性的信息偷走。
You know, God always speak in advance.
你知道神总是事先告诉我们。
Last year,
去年，
I told many of my friends,
我告诉我很多的朋友，
including Philip who's sitting there right now,
包括 Philip 他正坐在那儿，
I say, get into Euro dollar.
我说你去买欧元。
I say the US dollar is going to contract 15 to 20% in the next 2 years.
我说呢，美元会下跌15%到20%在未来几年。
I told my friend in Indonesia, dump all your US dollars, change to Euro now.
我就跟我所有在听的朋友说，把你的美元丢了，现在买欧元。
That was last year in February.
这是去年二月的事了。
But now it really came to pass.
真的现在实现了。
Last year, I told many of my friends.
我就告诉我很多的朋友。
This year is going to be a year of fulfillment.
今年是一个满足。
It's going to be a good year.
是个好年。
But the 行情派，行情派。 But what happened? The economy is turning around.
可是呢，这个经济就转变了。
We are speaking prophetically ahead of time.
所以在经济转变之前，我们就先说。
Don't believe the newspaper.
不要相信那些报纸。
The newspaper is not your God.
因为报纸不是你的神。
Believe the Bible.
你要相信圣经。
This year,
今年
is going to be the year.
是。
Of fatness.
一个肥美的年。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So.What is a good report?
所以什么是好信息呢?
A good report is a report of faith.
好的信息就是一个有信心的信息。
Believing in the good promises of God.
相信神的美好的信息。
So what must you meditate?
所以你要默想什么呢?
Meditate on good report.
你要默想好信息。
If you are a manager in the company.
假如你是在公司里面的经理。
And someone gave you a report.
有些人给你一个报告。
They say the sales report go down.
他说现在我们的业务下降。
You stop.
你说停止了。
Take a pen.
就拿一个笔来。
And draw it upwards.
自己把它画上去。
Another sales report comes in.
假如有另外一个销售报告来了。
The company is in red.
好，现在这个有赤字。
You get a black ink pen.
那你就拿个黑笔。
And write black ink words over the red thing and say.Now the company is in black.
你就把那个原来红色的字上面用黑色把它盖过去。
You know, red ink means deficit. No, you say no, turn it to a credit point. You say now the company is in a profitable situation.
因为我们用红色的就是赤字，就是超过预算了。那你现在用黑底把它盖过去，代表是你的收入增加，你的盈余。
Last year, my friend.
那么去年我有一个朋友呢。
Came to me with a bad report.
他就给我一个恶信息。
He said, brother, my sales performance is only $1 million.
他说我今年这个销售额只有100万。
Now that was probably in the month of May.
可能是在五月，去年五月。
$1 million?
100万。
I say, no.
我说不止这样。
I say, add something to it.
你现在自己加上去。
God will bless you.
谁会祝福你？
Are you sure?
确定
啊、I said, God is going to bless you.
我说神是会祝福。
Because God is going to change the world economy.
因为神要改变世界经济。
Just 3 weeks ago,
三星期之前
he told me,
他告诉我
it's incredible.
这才你相信。
I've never made such money before.
我从来没有赚过这么多钱。
A profit of $10 million.
是1000万。
God do miraculous things.
神所奇妙的事。
If you believe him.
假如你相信他。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Third factor to abide in the land of goodness.
所以就是要停留在这个美好的肥沃土地当中。
We call it the measure of great giving.
就是在下一个要素就是假如你要停留在这个肥美土地当中你就要大大的奉献。
Amen. Proverbs chapter 11.Verse 24 and 25. There's one who scatters yet increase all the more, and there's one who withholds what is justly due, but it results only in one. The generous man will be prosperous, and he who waters will himself be watered.
有施散的却更增添，有吝惜过度的反致穷乏。好施舍的必得丰裕，滋润人的必得滋润。
How many of you have a garden in your backyard?
在我们当中有多少人有一个花园在家里的？
How many of you have potted plants at home?
有不然有盆景的、盆栽的。
Now I'm going to teach you a secret of how to water plant.
现在告诉你怎么样种植物了。
Right? You want to see your plants grow fat?
假如你要看你的植物很茂盛的话呢？
Because the scriptures say, he who waters himself will also grow fat. So what I'm wanting you to do when you go home, take the pail of water, you know, and then you go towards the plant, and you look at the plant, and you quote Proverbs 11, 24 and 25.As I water you,
你说当我浇灌你,
you will be fat.
你就会肥美.
Likewise,
就是同样的,
when I give to God,
当我奉献给神，
I will enter into the year of fatness.
我也会进入肥美的一年。
Amen.
Amen.
How are you going to work?
所以这就是这样做。
I'm going to teach you a secret on how to water plant.
那我现在是教你一个秘诀，如何浇水。
Guarantee your plant will grow fat, leaves will grow green.
保证你会这样做的话呢，你的树就会长得又大又肥，叶子又大又绿。
Maybe some of you already know.
也许我们当中有些人已经知道了。
Now when you wash rice at home,
当你回家洗米的时候，
don't throw away the rice water.
不要把这个洗米水丢掉。
Collect the rice water.
把洗米水留下来。
And go and water your plant.
拿来浇水。
When I do that for my plant grow long and fat.
那么我这样做的时候呢，我所有的植物长得又大又肥。
And I say, hey, Proverbs 11:4-5 really works.
我就说了，箴言书11:24-25真是有用。
Amen.
Amen.
How many want to be beautiful?
有多少人想要美丽呢？
Well, not many want to be beautiful.
好像不是很多人啊。
Well, because you are missing beautiful. All right. You want to be beautiful? Very simple.
要美丽呢，非常简单。
Men, you can also try it.
男人也可以做。
When your mother or your wife wash the rice,
当你的母亲或是你的太太洗米的时候，
keep the rice water.
把这洗米水留下来。
And use the rice water to wash your face.
用洗米水洗脸。
And suddenly, something will happen to your skin.
你的皮肤会发生好事。
Rice water is good for your skin.
洗水对皮肤有好处。
Oh, you got a secret now.
现在知道这个秘密了。
Hallelujah. Now, factor number 4.
第四点。
You must become a man of diligence.
你一定要做个勤劳的人。
Proverbs chapter 13:4.
箴言书13:4。
The soul of a sluggard craves and get nothing, but the soul of the diligent is made fat.
懒惰人羡慕却无所得，殷勤人必得丰裕。
Proverbs 28:19.
箴言书28:19。
He that tills the land shall have plenty of bread.
耕种并田地的必得饱食。
Proverbs. Now, I want all of you now to turn to Proverbs.
现在大家翻到箴言。
Chapter 10.
第十章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Right? Listen to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6. Okay. What does the Bible say? It says, now, the blessing is on the head of the righteous. So, how can we get blessing into our life? You want to know how?
你知道要如何做吗？
Okay, I want you to put your hand.
先把手放在头上。
You say this head is blessed.
你说这就是祝福的手。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 6 is mine.
你说箴言书十章的也就是我的。
I am the blessed man and woman.
我是个受祝福的男人，或是我是个受祝福的女人。
Now, the hand, lift it up. This hand, the one that touched your head, lift it up.
现在把碰到你头的那个手举起来。
Now I'm going to show you the secret.
先告诉你这个秘诀。
When does verse 6 happen in your life?
当这个十章六节在你的生命当中实现的时候。
It's because of this hand.
是因为这只手。
What is this hand?
这是什么手啊？
Because, wait. Before verse 6 is verse 4.
在第六节之前是第四节，我们看第四节。
He says, "The hand of the diligent maketh rich or bring fatness."
他说，勤劳人的手可以致富。
So you understand now?
所以你知道了吧？
How to bless your head?
你如何祝福你的头呢？
Is your hands of diligence?
就是用你勤劳的手来祝福你。
So this year,
今年
you must work hard.
你要努力工作。
I told people in the business.
我就告诉一些生意人。
I said this year.
我说今年。
Work specially hard.
你要特别的努力工作。
You will earn tons of money this year.
你今年会大大赚钱。
Last year during Chinese New Year.
去年中国新年的时候。
There were friends from Taichung come here.
有台中的朋友来到这儿。
And I told them this prophetic word 1 year ahead of time.
我就在一年以前就先告诉他们这个预言。
I told them, next year,
明年
work specially hard because God is going to bless your career. Work harder.
因为明年神要祝福你的事业，所以你要更加努力工作。
There's a reason.
有一个原因。
You want to know reason why you must work hard?
你知道为什么一定要这样吗？
Not only to enter into this year of fatness, but there's another reason. You want to know the reason? You want, how many want to know? Unfortunately, you must be here on Sunday night. Because on Sunday night, I'm going to talk to you about the 21 prophetic word for year 2004.
因为我要在礼拜天晚上那一堂讲到2004年21个预言。
In one of the prophetic word is concerning what I just said to you.
所以其中有一个特别坚定的字是跟我们刚刚所要讲的那个主题有关。
So I hope you are here on Sunday night.
所以我希望你礼拜天晚上留在这儿。
Amen.
Amen.
I keep it for the last.
所以要把它留到最后。
Number five.
第五点。
Meek trust in the Lord.
要谦卑的信任主。
Proverbs chapter 28 verse 25.
箴言书28章25节。
He that is of a proud heart stir up strife. He that put his trust in the Lord shall be made fat.
心中贪婪挑起争端，倚靠耶和华的必得丰裕。
A fat soul is one who really trusts the Lord with all of his heart.
一个丰富的灵魂是全心相信主的人。
And on Sunday night, I'm going to talk to you about fat woman.
礼拜天晚上我要跟你讲一个肥胖的女人。
How a woman become fat with the blessings of God because he did something.
因为这个女士做了一些事情，她得到神的祝福，以至于她肥美。
There are going to be good news on Sunday night for all women.
对所有的女士来讲，这是一个好的信息。
So on Sunday night, may all the women be here.
所以希望所有的女士礼拜天晚上一定要来。
God is going to speak to you.
因为神要跟你说话。
Number six.
第六点。
The ministry of the good shepherd.
这是一个好牧人的服事。
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 10 and verse 14.
耶利米书31章10节跟14节。
Jeremiah 31 verse 10 and 14.
论你说31章10节跟14节
You say, hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the house afar off, and say, he that scatter Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd, do his flock, and I will satisfy the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, say the Lord.
列国啊，要听耶和华的话，传扬在远处的海岛，说赶在以色列的必招聚他，又看守他，好像牧人看守羊群。我必以肥油使祭司的心满足，我的百姓也要因我的恩惠知足。这是耶和华说的。
God say, I will gather my people back into Israel.
神说我要召集我的百姓回到以色列。
I will do this like a shepherd do his work unto the flock.
我要这样做，好像一个牧羊人召集他。
And when I does such a thing,
当这事发生,
the soul of my priest will be fat and my people will be satisfied with goodness.
那我祭司的灵魂会得到肥美，并且我的百姓能够得到良善。
This year,
今年,
by the ministry of Jesus Christ as a good shepherd, he is going to bring you into the land of fatness.
这个耶稣基督是好牧人的服事，他要自己把你带领进入这个肥美之地。
Those who seek guidance from man will fail.
那些寻求人帮助的会失败。
Those who seek the guidance of our God is going to prosper.
寻求神帮助的将要兴盛。
Amen.
Amen.
We don't have time, but in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 11 and 14, talks about the same thing.
以西结书34章第11节跟14节讲的也是同样的内容。
Now, God wants you to be fat with blessings.
神让你是肥美得祝福。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because in return, God wants your fats.
因为呢，你要把神给你的这个肥美的祝福呢，要奉献给上帝。
Repeat again.
再说一次。
God bless you with fat blessing, so in order for you to return the fats back to Him.
神大大的祝福你，以至于你有能力能够把你所得到的祝福奉献给他。
The beautiful thing about Abel's offering in Genesis 4:4, he offered the firstling of the flocks and the fats to the Lord.
在创世纪四章四节，亚伯的奉献有什么美呢？他是把他羊群中头生的羊的脂油献上给神。
You know, in the olden days when they offer an offering to God, the best offering is the fat offering.
但在古时候，你献祭给神的时候，最好的祭就是要献这个肥油。
That's why Psalms 20 verse 3 say, "Offer unto the Lord a fat burnt offering."
所以在诗篇二十篇第三节说，他说呢，你要。献出你燔祭的脂油。
Amen. So when you give God a burnt offering, make sure it's not a thin animal but a fat animal.
所以当你去献燔祭的时候，你确定是一只肥美的动物烧给神，不是拿那个瘦瘦的动物去。
God loves fat offerings.
神喜欢肥美的奉献。
Fat, heavy, costly offering.
那种肥美的。非常贵的，非常大的奉献。
That's why he talks about fat sacrifices.
所以他这边就讲到要用脂油献祭。
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 8 and verse 12.
利未记第一章八第八节第十二节。
Chapter 3 verse 3, 4, 9, 10, 14 to 17.
利未记第三章第三节四节九节十节十四节到十七节。
And they talk about fat peace offering.
就讲到说用肥油献上这个平安祭。
Second Chronicle chapter 7 verse 7。
历代志下七章七节。
So what is the best offering?
所以什么是最好的奉献？
Thin offering? Fat offering.
不是瘦的奉献，是肥油奉献。
So when the offering that passed by you.
所以等一下呢，如果有奉献在全场的面前。
You put 1,000 MT into the offering bag.
200放进去。
Is it a fat offering?
要不上山够肥啊？
不够肥。这是瘦肉。神喜欢肥猪肉。So when the offering bag passed by you and you put $10,000 inside.
所以呢，如果有奉献在船上面前，应该要放一万块进去。
Is it a fat offering?
够不够肥？
还不够肥。
不够肥。
So how much is fat?
到底够肥才算肥呢？
It depends on how much you love the Lord.
就是看你多么爱主哦。
If you really love the Lord.
假如你真的爱主。
Nobody need to tell you what to do.
就没有人必须要规定你应该奉献多少。
You give out of a joyful heart to the Lord.
你是一个喜乐的心，甘心情愿奉献给主的。
Amen.
Amen.
Number 7.
第七点。
How do you enter into the year of fatness?
如何进入这肥美的一年？
Is by the mighty operation of the Holy Spirit.
是借着圣灵大能的运行进入。
Let's all turn to Psalms 36 verse 8.
我们来看诗篇36篇第八节。
Let's all turn to Psalms 36.
我们大家一起看诗篇36篇。
Verse 8.
第八节。
They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures.
他们必因你见你的肥甘得以饱足，你也必将他们喝你乐河的水。
Do you have it there?
找到没？
It talks about in the house of God.
这里讲到神的殿。
Where do you find the fatness?
在哪里找到肥甘呢？
Where?
哪里？
Sorry? No. Not just in God's house.
不是只有在神的殿里。
Something in God's house.
是在神殿里的什么东西？
What is that? Not just that. No. There is something moving.
有什么在运行呢？
A river.
热河的水。
You have a river there?The river is the Holy Spirit.
这个河水讲的就是圣灵。
The river of the Holy Spirit in the house of God brings fatness to His people.
使圣灵的河流在神的殿中带来神子民的肥美。
Amen. Is that what's saying in verse 8?
第八节是这样讲呢
？Right. No river, no fatness.
没有河水就没有肥美。
This year, you're not going to walk with the Holy Spirit.
今年一定要跟与圣灵同行。
Or else, when there's no river, you are dried up. There will be no fatness.
如果没有河水，没有圣灵，你就枯干，就没有肥美。
So this year you must walk with the river of the Holy Spirit.
今年一定要跟圣灵的河水同行。
I prove to you. Let's turn to Psalm 65.
我们再来看诗篇六十五篇。
Verse 9 and 11.
第九节跟第十一节。
Thou visit the earth and water it.Thou greatly enrichest with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou crown the year with thy goodness, and thy path drop fatness.
你眷顾地，降下透雨，使地大得肥美。神的河满了水，你这样浇灌了地，好为人预备五谷。
Now notice in verse 11, thy path drop with fatness.
第十一节。以恩典为原罪的冠冕，你的路径都滴下之油。
Now, interpret from my English Bible version, King James.
好，我们用这个英王新译本的翻译。
It says, God will crown your year with goodness.
神会以美善来加在你今年。神会以美善为冠冕加在今年上面。
In other words, this year is going to be a good year.
换句话说，今年就是个好年。
It says, thy path drop fatness.
在你的路径下都会滴下肥油。
How?
怎么样呢？
Don't forget verse 9.
怎么样可以滴下你掉下去的肥油？
When the river of God, which is full of water, enter into your life, you enter into the year of goodness and fatness.
当神的河流这个水充满了你的生命，你自然就进入到神的肥美。
So if you want to enter into a good year this year, make sure the river of God flow into your life, flow into your family, flow into your company, flow into your ministry.
假如你要确定你能够进入这个肥美的一年的话，你就必须要确定神这个河流要流进你的生命，流进你的家庭，你的工作跟你的服事。
Amen.
Amen.
Where the river flow, there will be fatness.
不管这圣灵的河流流到哪儿就有这个肥沃。
Now prove you again.
再给你证明。
In the book of Joel, chapter 2.
耶尔书第二章。
Verse 23 and 24.
23节、24节。
Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil.
亲爱的民啊，你们要快乐，为耶和华你们的神欢喜，因为他赐给你们合一的秋雨，为你们降下甘霖，就是秋雨春雨，和先前一样。禾场必满了麦子，酒榨和油榨必有新的酒和新的油盈溢。
Now notice you say, when the rain come down.
你看这里说到雨来了。
Plenty of rain, the former and the latter rain.
这还要很多雨，要春雨又是秋雨。
When the rain comes.
当雨来的时候
，the harvest floor will be full of wheat。
那么在这个禾场上呢，会充满已经要等待你采收的麦子。
And he say the wine press or the vats will be overflowed with wine and oil。
那么酒榨和油榨里面就是充满了酒，充满了油。
If you are a farmer，
假如你是个农夫
，if you have a harvest full of wheat。
假如你有一个丰收，充满了你收了很多的麦子。
If your wine press overflow with wine and oil，
而你的酒榨油榨满出来到地上。
Surely you have a prosperous year。
这足足代表你真是有个丰收的一年。
You have a fat year of blessing。
你就是有一个肥美祝福的一年。
But how？
可是怎么样得到呢
？Until the rain come down。
一直要等到雨下下来。
When the rain come down, which is the rain of the Holy Spirit.
这个雨下下来的意思就是圣灵的雨。
You say, how do you know?
你怎么知道呢？
Because you read on in verse 27, verse 28, 29, he says, when I pour out my spirit upon all flesh, my sons and my daughters will prophesy and see vision.
因为在接下来的三节里面，他就讲到，当我把圣灵倾倒下来，我的儿子、我的仆人、我的使女都要说语言、做异梦、见异象。
So when the rain of the Holy Spirit comes upon your life,
所以当圣灵的雨降临在你的身上
，you'll be full of wheat.
你会充满了这个麦子。
Your vats will be full of wine and oil.
你的酒榨、银榨就会充满了这种酒跟油。
The word vats in my Bible.
这个酒窖的意思呢
？Literally in the Hebrew, it not only means a wine press, it means fats.
它这个榨这个字就是说压榨这个种子的这个地方呢，你可以把油或是压榨水果可以做酒的这个容器呢，它本来的含义就是肥油。
So literally, the Hebrew word for vats is fats.
所以希伯来文呢说这个压榨的容器就是肥油的意思。
So when the rain come down,
所以当雨下下来
，fats overflow.
这个肥美就是充满盈溢。
Amen.
Amen.
When the rain come down,
当雨降临
，fats overflow with wine and oil, symbolic of prosperity.
肥美的油跟酒就会满溢出来，就代表了我们的繁荣昌盛。
Now, rain come down.
雨降下。
What happened to you?
你会发生什么事
？No. You didn't watch my movement.
你有没有看我的动作
？Rain come down.
雨降下。
My life overflow with fatness of wine and oil.
那我的生命就是有酒有油满溢出来了。
Amen. I repeat again.
我再说一次。
So we pray.
我们祷告。
And God send down the rain of the Holy Spirit.
好，神说我现在把圣灵的雨降下来了。
What happened to you?
你会发生什么事啊
？Come, show them to them.
来，跟我们大家表演一下。
So when the rain come down,
当雨降下来的时候呢
？Yeah. Wine and oil.
有油跟酒。
Overflow.
满溢出来。
So much. Flow.
流太高了。
哎呦 ，flow.
高速流。
Flow everywhere.
高速流。
Overflow.
这是满溢出来。
More than enough for your family.
你家人用
都
用不完。
God is a God of more than enough.
神是一个赐给我们祝福超过你所求所想的。
Overflowing blessing.
就是那满溢出来的祝福。
Flow.
就是流出来。
Flow.
再流出来。
It goes further.
更多。
Further.
更远。
And it touched the nations of the world.
并且会触摸到世界列国。
God touched you and what overflow in your life.Flow into the nations of the world.
先触摸你，记得你的生命所流出的可以触摸到世界列国。
So the secret to abide in the year of fatness is that the river of God must be in your life and the rain of the Holy Spirit must come upon you.
所以，假如你要在肥美的这一年呢，得到这个肥美的祝福，秘诀就是一定要有神的河流流在你的生命里，并且有圣灵的雨降临在你的身上。
Amen.
Amen.
Now.I will quote to you another scripture.
再跟你讲一节经文。
Genesis chapter 49 and verse 20.
创世纪四十九章二十节。
He said, "Out of Asher, his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties."
亚瑟之地必出肥美的粮食，且出君王的美味。
Now it says, Asher will have bread.Full of fatness.
这里讲到亚瑟基地必出肥美的粮食。
Now, who is Asher?
谁是亚瑟
？Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 24.
生命记三十三章二十四节。
Deuteronomy 33:24.
生命记三十三章二十四节。
Let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. Let him dip his foot in oil.
问亚瑟说，愿亚瑟享受多子的福乐，得他弟兄的喜悦，可以把脚沾在油里。
Now notice Genesis 49 say,
注意到创世纪第四十九章怎么说？
Out of Asher he will eat his bread with fatness.
从亚瑟之态会出来有肥美的粮食。
Now here in Deuteronomy 33 it says,
那么在生命记三十三章他又说了，
is a Asher will dip his foot in oil.
亚瑟会把他的脚沾在油里。
When your foot is in oil,
当你的脚在油里的时候，
you will eat your bread with fatness.
你就会吃那肥美的粮食。
And I ask you, what is the symbol of oil?
油代表什么？
It's the symbol of the Holy Spirit.
代表圣灵。
So when your foot represents your walk with Jesus, you contact the Holy Spirit, you are in touch with the Holy Spirit. When your foot is deep with oil, you will eat your bread with fatness.
你的脚代表什么？就代表你与神同行的道路。当你的道路是在圣灵的里面，你的脚沾在油里，你与圣灵、与耶稣同行，你自然就得到肥美。
That's why every man and woman wants to be successful in their career.
这就是为什么，假如任何的男士或女士，你要在事业上成功。
If every man and woman want to be a successful businessman and businesswoman,
假如你要在生意上成功的话，
you must make sure that your foot is deep in oil.
你要确定你的脚是沾着油里的。
Make sure you pray for the rain and the river.
你要祷告那圣灵的河流跟圣灵的雨降临。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon your life,
当圣灵来到你的生命里，
you will overflow with wine and oil.
你就会满溢出来新酒跟新油。
This is how we are going to live this year of fatness.
这就是我们怎么样可以确实的得到这肥美的祝福。
Year 2004.
这是2004年。
It's going to be the year of faithfulness in fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit.
公元2004年是一个你要信实的跟圣灵。
I repeat it again. Year 2004 is going to be the year of faithfulness in fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit as your friend.
公元2004年是你要确定你是信实的，与圣灵有一个交通的关系，把它当做你的朋友。
And when the Holy Spirit is with you,
当圣灵与你同在。
It will bring you into the land of fatness.
它会带领你进入肥美之地。
I give you an example.
给你一个例子。
Last year,
去年
I have a friend.
我有一个朋友。
He was in a career not so successful.
他现在的事业非常成功。
And I told him to spend more time with Jesus.
我跟他说了，你要花更多时间跟耶稣在一起。
So he decided to take a week break.
所以他决定要放一星期假。
And spend time in Jesus.
跟耶稣一起。
Suddenly he go back to work.
然后呢？可是不晓得为什么突然回去工作了。
When he went back to work, he received a few contracts.
当他回去工作的时候，他得到了一些的合约。
And people would tell him where to do business at a cheaper rate that will benefit the company.
那么人们就会告诉他说，你要怎么样来，要用便宜成本的方式做这个生意，以至于能够赚到更多的钱。
And the boss looked at my friend and said, "Well done."
那老板就看着我的朋友说，你做得好。
So this year, if you want to live in a year of fatness, you must be faithful in one thing.
所以今年，假如你要得到这个肥美的祝福，你一定要在一件事上非常的信实忠心。
Faithful in what?
什么信实？忠心在什么事物上吗？
Faithful in walking and living with the Holy Spirit.
你一定要与圣灵同行，住在他里面。
This is what you must do.
你就一定要做这件事。
You must cry out for the Holy Spirit.
你要呼求圣灵。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊。
I want to be your friend.
我要做你的朋友。
I want to be your friend.
我要做你的朋友。
Do you want to be a friend of God?
你要做谁的朋友吗？
If you want to be a friend,
然后你要做谁的朋友？
Tell him now.
现在就告诉他。
Open your heart.
把你的心打开。
Tell God.
现在告诉神。
There is no way. There's no way I can live this year as a year of fatness without you.
假如今年。如果今年我没有跟你有个很好的关系的话，我绝对接受不到给我的祝福。
I need you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，我需要你。
I need you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，我需要你。
You are the source of my favor and fatness.
你是我肥美祝福的源头。
Holy Spirit, I need you.
圣灵，我需要你。
Right now.
现在
invite the Holy Spirit into your life right now.
邀请圣灵进入你的生命。
Say, Holy Spirit, I want to know you.
说圣灵啊，我要认识你。
I want you to be my friend.
我要你做我的朋友。
Tell him right now.
现在就告诉他。
Tell the Holy Spirit right now.
现在就告诉圣灵。
Tell the Holy Spirit right now.
现在就告诉他。
The Lord is saying to you, my dear sister, you are not going to go back alone. You are going to go back with the presence of the Lord. There are some times you struggle with some frustrations in your life, but God says, from now on, my presence is going to bring in satisfaction. It will bring peace to your soul, and you shall be strengthened by the power of my Spirit.
姊妹，这个神有话对你说。你这次回去不是单独你回去，而是你要带着圣灵的能力回去。在过去的时间里，也许你有一些的挫折，但是神现在说，他要把他的祝福跟他的同在加在你的身上，让你有能力。
I could sense His presence here.
我现在可以感受到神的同在。
If you open up, you can sense the presence of God.
只要你把心打开，你可以感受到神的同在。
Now what I'm going to do is this.
我现在要做的事呢？
No, the green lady.
这个穿绿毛衣的姐妹。
Come.
你来。
Now I want you to open your heart to the Holy Spirit.
现在请大家把心向圣灵打开。
Okay. 好不好？ I want you to open and think, Holy Spirit, I need you.
把心打开，你说圣灵，我需要你。
Tell me now.
现在就告诉他。
Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit will touch you and fill you.
圣灵要触摸你，充满你。
He will touch you and fill you.
他会触摸你，会充满你。
The Holy Spirit wants to be with you.
圣灵喜欢与你同在。
Oh, Jesus.
耶稣。
Oh, Jesus.The second last song. The brother. Let's open our hearts to the Holy Spirit.
让我把心向圣灵打开。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.These two persons up there, this, the elderly couple, yes, this and that, the gentleman. Both of you stand up. You know, I saw that a pot of oil and wine going to pour upon you, and God said, this year you shall be filled.With His presence, as you open up to receive Him, He's going to fill you with His presence.
我刚看到神把一桶油、一桶酒倒在你们的头上。神说叫你们把心打开。当今年你们叫他把心打开的时候，他要把他的同在充满在你们的生命里。
He's going to fill you.
他现在要充满你。
And the sister beside that, come, you stand up.
请站起来，对。
Yes, I saw the Holy Spirit like a dove landing on you.This year you are going to enter into deep intimacy with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit now is upon you. You are going to go back with the dove over your life. Hallelujah. Amen. 圣灵。Hallelujah. Yes.